Hey everybody, happy Friday, first of all, and thanks so much for everyone who's tuning in to us live right now. I am here live. I'm Danielle McGee from Black Business Boom, and I am here live with a bunch of folks making moves here in the Nashville area, and I'm so happy to have them here today to talk about an amazing event that's coming up next Friday, the Black Nashville Assembly. We're going to be talking about the state of Black Nashville and why you need to make sure that you are at this event, this virtual event, next Friday, the 27th. Now, thank you guys again for joining us. We have Jamel here. We have Erica and Denzel. Now, Erica, thank you so much for joining me again. Tell us a little bit about the Black Nashville Assembly. I know this is the third event, right?
Yeah, so one, thank you so much for having us. I'm Erica, and I wanted to talk a bit about the state of Black Nashville. So we're having the state of Black Nashville next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Invite your homies. Folks can register at bit.ly/615townhall, and that's our lowercase. And so basically, you know, the Black National Assembly is coming together. This is our like fourth event. So we had a Black National Assembly in January that folks hopefully came to, where we were like, hey, what do we want to move forward on? You know, folks were like, we want to move forward on housing, education, and public safety, specifically around getting more money towards education, committing to more oversight of the police, taking their money, right? And fully funded education. And then also as a route to addressing the housing issues, displacement and gentrification in our communities, really organizing around that and looking into what policies and alternatives exist to make sure our people have access to housing, low cost, luxury, beautiful housing. Cause we know it's there, right? It's just not accessible to us. So we wanna address that. And so I just wanna name that what we did as a part of like the Black Nashville Assembly planning team, and shout out to our homies, cause we got some heavy hitters who are part of like the Black Nashville Assembly. So we were like, let's come together to create a state of Black Nashville town hall, where we wanna really check in with community organizers, advocates, and public officials on these issues. Like, what are folks doing to address those issues? Because we know we have some ideas, we have a vision, and we want to see what's already going on. And so we're going to discuss the top issues impacting Black Nashvillians, and talk about current solutions, developing solutions, and those problems. And so we're looking at education. Jamel's going to talk a little bit more about who's on that panel, housing, public safety, and healthcare. And health. And then also really want to talk about faith too, because we know that the Black church, Black faith-based institutions have been a vital part of our movements. And it's time for us to like go deeper in our relationships with those. We've been missing y'all, right? We've been missing you, Black church. And I come out of the AME, and I'm like, join us, where y'all at? and for the folks who already been there, we want to continue that work. And so, we also want to just really give folks the opportunity to hear from our people. And so what we've been doing in the BNAs is listening and ideating together and like really deepening our analysis. And the State of Black Nashville Town Hall is a check-in to see what people are doing, and it will act as like a foundation for developing the Black political agenda. So it's a way for us to tie together our visions, our hopes with what is going on, so we can see what the path forward will look like. So thank you for that.
Fantastic. That's amazing, Erica. I love that you said that you've been listening. I know that first town hall, the first meeting, was all about coming to the table with what your thoughts are about the biggest issues facing Black Nashville. Everybody has their opinion. And now we have a forum that's organized for us to bring those opinions, back them up with facts, and come together and collectively find solutions that will fit our community versus complaining online and not finding solutions, not looking for someone else to solve our problems, which we should know that it's not going to happen. It's up to us to save ourselves. So I love that you guys are putting action behind it. And I also love that you're bringing so many different organizations to the table so that there isn't just one voice there's so many different voices that have different backgrounds, different opinions, different perspectives. So I'm super proud to be able to bring this community, this information to the community so that we can bring those people to the table. Let's talk a little bit about who's at the table. Who can we expect to be involved? I know you guys mentioned we got some heavy hitters, we got some politicians, we got some a lot of organizations coming together. So tell me a little bit more about who we can expect to see at the town hall.
For sure. So like we said earlier, we want to make sure we have a robust check-in. So we want to make sure that we're checking in with Black organizers, mobilizers, advocate, and our political officials. We got a couple of confirmations today. We have school board member Bugs that's going to be on there. We have Delisha Porterfield that's going to be on there. We have a mix, right? We have housing advocates like Jackie Sims that's going to be talking. We have Erica speak about the role of the Black faith-based institutions. So we have Samuel X that's going to be sitting next to Teresa Smallwood from Vanderbilt Divinity. So those are just a couple of names. I don't want to give it all out right now. So if you want to get an update from us, if you follow us at Black Nashville Assembly across all social medias, BLKNSH Assembly, we'll be able to update you about who's going to be speaking at the State of Black Nashville. But what we want to make sure we do is we want to make sure we get as many Black folks to tap into this on Saturday, because what we're creating here is a mass movement. And as we move forward, it's very important that we constantly are bringing Black folks along so we can thoroughly make sure that we are wrapping our arms around everyone who is Black.
There we go. I'm like, I was trying to unmute myself at the same time Jamel was speaking. I was testing out the link. Can you make sure I have the right link, the bit.ly/615 town hall? Because I don't think that one is working. And we want to make sure that everybody can get registered for next week or for next Saturday, 2 p.m., the BNA town hall. Now, Denzel. Mm-hmm. Denzel's very active in my Facebook group, always keeping us informed about what's going on. I love it though. I love it. Oh, Denzel is all about keeping the people informed. So I love to hear Denzel. Just tell us a little bit about the part that you're playing in the BNA and anything else you want to make sure that the community is informed about for this event.
Absolutely. So for those who don't know me, my name is Denzel Caldwell. I'm native of Nashville, also representing Black Lives Matter Nashville, along with Black Nashville Assembly. And so just as far as this event, one of the things that we want to keep in mind here is that this is not a one-off event. We're going to have two State of Black Nashvilles during the year. And as Jamel said earlier, it's going to be a check-in. The idea is to get a check-in and get a read from the community directly, whether it's community members, organizers, our representatives. We want to see where we are in terms of the status of the political agenda that we're developing for Black Nashville together. So it's kind of a vibe check, right? And in between those Black Nashville assemblies, between the State of Black Nashville, which will happen twice a year, we'll have our assemblies. So during those assemblies, we'll be developing our relationships with each other. We'll be sharpening our political agenda and our analysis. And we'll also be plugging people into opportunities to pitch in and do the work that'll put our rubber to the road as it relates to our Black political agenda. And so, this is not a one-off thing. This is not a short-term project. This is not a charity project. This is community work. And community building comes at one day at a time, one brick at a time. So let's get to work. Tap in.
I absolutely love it. It is a community project. It's up to all of us to do our part. And again, many times we see online, everybody wants to give us their opinion about what we need, how we need to do it. And nobody's doing the work. So again, I commend you guys for stepping up, putting together a great group of organizations and people who are willing to lead the charge and do the work, but it is not a short-term solution. It's not something that's gonna happen overnight. We all have to continue to come together and make this happen. So tell us a little bit, Eric. I know we started off by really listening to the community, understanding what the problems were, identifying those top three things. And then, so what is our roadmap looking like now that we've identified those issues? Now we're coming back to the table. What does the roadmap look like? How quickly do we see? I know we're also in the middle of a pandemic, so that definitely kind of slows down some of the progress we can make in actually coming together and being together in the same room. So what is our roadmap looking like for some of the work that's planned for the Black Nashville Assembly?
Yo, I'm so happy you asked that question. It's one thing I left out when we first like talked about the state of Black Nashville. It's also the state of Black Nashville while we're listening, right, to public officials, organizers, advocates about like what work is happening now to address our issues. We also are going to spend some time at the BNA as folks who have been planning the BNA, the organizations who have been coordinating to talk about our plan forward, like the map forward, right? And so we know that, you know, the major goal of the Black National Assembly is to create a political agenda and get people elected off of it. Mm-hmm. And just want to name, you know, that, and we're going to be doing that through our People Movement Assemblies or our Black National Assemblies and our surveys, right? And our block meetings, as we talked about. So that's what the path forward looks like. But the other thing I want to name is that a part of, you know, our work is to hold our elected officials accountable, to ask them like, hey, what have you been doing to address housing issues in my community? Like, I cannot afford to live in the neighborhood I grew up in. How are you addressing that, right? We know the police, there have been at least two or three police-involved shootings in Nashville already this year. What are you doing about that? And so the question becomes like, for us at the State of Black Nashville Town Hall, we're like, yo, fam, we're curious what you've been doing, right? And so I want to invite people. I'm sorry, my text messages are going off. I want to invite people to like write in the chat box and we'll include it in registration. What questions do you have for your elected officials?
That's a good one.
The organizers on how we are addressing these issues. Right, we talk about worker issues and what it looks like to work on a construction site or be a temp worker. How is city council addressing that? How are organizers addressing that? This is also accountability forum, because if we talk about being collective governance and practicing participatory democracy, it also means that we got to hold each other accountable. And so when Denzel said that this happens at least twice a year, it means that we are checking in with elected officials together as a collective, to be curious about how they are addressing them. And then we come back to the BNA, the next BNA, and we like, bet, we heard what they had to say. What then is our path forward? How we want to move, right? This is what they said they was doing. Do we like it? Are we feeling it? Is that working? Okay, so then what's the next move? What other solutions can we come up with? But for us, what's so powerful and bold about this is that like we know that folks who are directly impacted is Black people living in Nashville, Black people who have experienced what it looks like to see your community be drastically changed over the past 10, 15 years. Black people who go to schools where, depending on what zip code you live in, you know what type of education you will have access to. We know that we have some solutions and we want to be in conversation with each other, to organizing with each other to solving those issues, which means that there's a certain amount of like co-governance and relationship we want to be like building with our elected officials and public officials. So I hope I answered your question.
Oh, absolutely. We holding feet people's feet to the fire. That's what I heard. You know, again, we need that accountability as organizers, but also our public officials. Somebody has to hold them accountable. They cannot just keep moving and doing things that don't help our communities and not being held accountable for doing so. I think especially, you know, those that many times we go and we elect Black folks thinking that they have, they are for the people, they're for our people, and we find not so much. And so that's why I love the work that the Equity Alliance is doing it and keeping us informed about who we're electing. Because many times we're just like, they black, check the box, you know, like that's all we need.
For sure.
When we know that all skin folk ain't kin folk. So sure. And we need to definitely be holding these folks accountable. Jamel, did you have something you want to throw in there?
For sure, for sure. And I wanted to make sure like that we framed up that a piece of this is representation, right? But inside of the Black National Assembly, we often say we want power, we don't want representation, because we know a lot of the times we will get representation rolled out in front of us with done under the auspices or couching itself very comfortably and making us think that we are getting some type of power by getting quote unquote a seat at the table. But what we really want is we really want mass people power. That is why when we talk about checking in, it's a check in. And then we're going back to the people and saying, yo, okay, you heard what they said. This is how we need to move forward, right? Because we really want to queue up and center that if Nashville is going to change for the betterment of Black folks, if we're going to really change the material condition of Black people, it's going to come out of the people, right? Because anytime that Nashville has changed anything, any credible change, whether it is the student sit-ins, I know this Black History Month, so whether it's the student sit-ins of the 60s where they set in and segregated counters, all the way up to getting Amendment 1 passed that created the Community Oversight Board. That has all been led by people. So I want to say that. I want to say, because I think a lot of the time we get caught up in representation when we really need to be looking at our neighbors, looking at people across the street, looking at our cousins, our grandmamas, our classmates, the people we went to college with, the people we graduated from, and we need to be coordinating and identifying and working with them. And I want to say something that's happening very special. All three of us are from Nashville. We are natives. So we're not talking about something that is like not affecting our family, right? Denzel's a native, Erica's a native, I'm a native. We all graduated from here, went to school here, our families, our cousins. We are checking in on actually our people and our neighbors.
That's very important. Yeah, I mean, that's a very important part, because I think that we can see that there's so many transplants that have come to the city, and you know, my family's in Chicago. So, you know, a lot of the issues in Nashville, we can feel kind of disconnected from them. I'm still worried about the folks that's getting shot on the south side of Chicago, you know, and what's happening there, because that's where my mama is, you know. And so I think that it's very important that those that are not from Nashville find this as an opportunity to tap in and dial into what is happening in Black Nashville, because no matter where you're from, this can and does affect you, especially when it comes to housing. And that's why a lot of us do feel disconnected, because we don't even live in Nashville because we can't afford to, 40. You know? So we would love to, I would love to live closer to Nashville and be able to afford to do that, you know, as a transplant, but I moved to Nashville just real quick. I moved here, or I decided to move here thinking I'm about to move to Nashville. I'm about to ball out. I thought the life that I couldn't afford to live in Chicago, that I could certainly move to Nashville, Tennessee and live that life, and quickly found out I'm going to go ahead over here to Antioch, you know? So these issues absolutely do impact us as transplants, and we have to care about our Black community, whether these things impact our lives directly or not. It's important that whether we can afford to do these things, or whether our kids are in a great school district because we can afford to live in those areas, just because we're able to do those things doesn't mean that it doesn't impact us in some way. And even if it does not impact us, it is important that we care about our communities as a whole. So I just wanted to put that out there. Is there anything, Denzel, in closing that you want to wrap up with and make sure that the community knows?
Yeah, I guess we can say that this is on us, right? Mm-hmm. Like as Jamel said, this is not something that we're not looking for a savior. We are our saviors, right? Mm-hmm. The revolution is going to come from the ground up, from the grassroots. We're just planting the seeds. It's up to us to water the plants and to watch it grow and to allow it to have sunlight in order to grow into this beautiful Black future that we want to build. I do want to, before we go, being a native, I want to invoke the spirit of Cali House, the mother of the reparations movement that started here in Nashville. We live on sacred ground in this space. And so I want to make sure that we lift that spirit up of that ancestor who fought for our rights to what we are owed. And we are moving in that same spirit in community as we do the Black Nashville Assembly. And so let's get to work. Let's tap in. Let's tap into that spirit. Let's tap into this work by starting with the state of Black Nashville. Let's move forward.
Come on.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful thought. Jamel, go ahead, close us out.
So if I could pass this, I was gonna ask Erica to close us out, but I did want to mention we churchy in here. We definitely on sacred ground, you know what I'm saying? And I want to say that something that you said that was very important. I think there's a space for everyone here, locals, transplants, everyone, because the last time Nashville was organized from top to bottom with young people, we were not only able to change the conditions of the South, but we changed the entire country. So this being Black History Month, I want to center all of that. It's a role for everybody in this mix.
I love it. That was amazing. This has been amazing. Imagine how much information we just got in 20 minutes, and we got a whole program going on next Saturday at 2 p.m., right? We just got all type of educating going on in 20 minutes. So I'm excited about next Friday. Make sure that you are registered. The link is in the chat. If you don't have it, it is bit.ly/615townhall. Make sure you get registered. Even if you can't make it next Saturday, go ahead and register so you can be on the email list so that you can get the emails and learn about the next one, because this will be an ongoing project to make Black Nashville better for all of us. So again, I appreciate you guys so much for joining me. I am loving the work that you all are doing collectively and bringing together all of these organizations to do good work. And that's what we need more of, collaboration. So I appreciate you guys for putting egos aside and doing the work that is going to benefit all of us. Again, if you're not registered, get registered right now. Next Saturday, the 27th at 2 p.m. is the Black Nashville Assembly. It is all virtual, so make sure you get registered to get that link and to also get on the email list so you can be notified of future events. Thanks again, you guys, for joining me. I appreciate you all so much. If you're listening to this on the Black Business Boom page, make sure you go ahead and share this so everybody can know about the Black Nashville Assembly as well. You all have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for joining in.
Peace, y'all.
Right. Thank y'all.
Bye-bye.